Welcome to Jacobs Field in Cleveland, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Chuck Knobloch. Batting second. The center fielder, Rich Becker. Batting third. The first baseman, Paul Molitor. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Marty Cordova. Batting fifth. The DH, Scott Starhowiak. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Roberto Kelly. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Dave Hollins. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Pat Mears. Batting ninth. The catcher, Mike Durant. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Scott Aldert. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Kenny Lofton. Batting second. The shortstop, Omar Vizquel. Batting third. The first baseman, Mark Carrion. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Albert Bell. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Manny Ramirez. Batting sixth. The DH, Eddie Murray. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Carlos Berga. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Jim Thome. Batting ninth. The catcher, Sandy Alomar. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Julian Tavares. And now, play ball. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knobloch strikes out. One out. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Becker hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Tavares fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lofton hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cordova. Lofton reaches second base with a double. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vizquel hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Becker. Vizquel reaches second base with a double. There goes Lofton trying to get to home. Becker throws the ball into Mears, who relays the ball to Durant, who tags Lofton, who's trying to score from second, for the out. One out. Mark Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Aldert fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cordova hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Ramirez. Cordova reaches second base with a double. Scott Starhowiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Starhowiak takes first base on ball four. Roberto Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Ramirez. Kelly reaches second base with a double. Cordova scores. Starhowiak moves to third. It's 1-0, Twins. Dave Hollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollins strikes out. One out. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mears hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Starhowiak scores. Kelly moves to third. Two outs. It's 2-0, Twins. Mike Durant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durant hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramirez is called out on strikes. One out. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards first. Molitor scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Murray for the out. Two outs. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berga hits a fly ball into center field. Becker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Indians nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knobloch is 0 for 1 in the game. Knobloch hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Becker is 0 for 1 in the game. Becker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0 for 1 in the game. Molitor hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cordova is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Cordova hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Becker moves to third. Scott Starhoviak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Starhoviak is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Starhoviak takes first base on ball 4. Cordova moves to second. Roberto Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carrion scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kelly for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thome hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lofton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Lofton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vizquel is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Vizquel hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Lofton moves to third. Mark Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion is 0 for 1 in the game. Carrion hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lofton scores. There goes Vizquel trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. Carrion moves to third. It's 2-1, Twins. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Indians 1. The Twins will come to bat. Dave Hollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollins is 0 for 1 in the game. Hollins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Tavares fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mears is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Mears hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Ramirez. Mears reaches second base with a double. Mike Durant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durant is 0 for 1 in the game. Durant hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berge scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Mears moves to third. Two outs. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knobloch is 0 for 2 in the game. Knobloch hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Tavares fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mears scores. It's 3-1, Twins. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Becker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Becker hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Lofton. Becker reaches second base with a double. Knobloch moves to third. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0 for 2 in the game. Molitor hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Knobloch scores. Becker scores. It's 5-1, Twins. Danny Graves now pitching. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cordova is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Cordova takes first base on ball 4. Molitor moves to second. Scott Starhoviak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Starhoviak is 0 for 0 in the game. With 2 walks. Starhoviak strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 5-2, Twins. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramirez is 0 for 1 in the game. Ramirez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0 for 1 in the game. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Carlos Berge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berge is 0 for 1 in the game. Berge hits a fly ball into center field. Becker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Indians 2. The Twins will come to bat. Roberto Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Kelly hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Hollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollins is 0 for 2 in the game. Hollins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hollins. The throw from Alomar and he is safe. Hollins steals second. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mears is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Mears strikes out. Two outs. Mike Durant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durant is 0 for 2 in the game. Durant hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thome is 0 for 1 in the game. Thome strikes out. One out. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 0 for 1 in the game. Alomar hits a line drive towards third. Hollins reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lofton is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Lofton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vizquel is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Vizquel hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cordova. Vizquel reaches second base with a double. Lofton moves to third. Mark Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Carrion hits a pop-up towards short. Mears settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Indians 2. The Twins will come to bat. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knobloch is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Knobloch hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Ramirez. Knobloch reaches second base with a double. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Becker is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Becker strikes out. Alomar drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Becker out. One out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Molitor strikes out. Two outs. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cordova is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Cordova hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramirez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ramirez is called out on strikes. Two outs. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0-for-2 in the game. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hollins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Indians 2. The Twins will come to bat. Scott Starhowiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Starhowiak is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Starhowiak hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roberto Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Kelly hits a fly ball into right field. Ramirez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Hollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hollins is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berga is 0-for-2 in the game. Berga hits a fly ball into center field. Becker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thome is 0-for-2 in the game. Thome takes first base on ball 4. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 0-for-2 in the game. Alomar hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Thome moves to second. Eddie Guardado now pitching. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lofton is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. Lofton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tomey moves to third. Alomar moves to second. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vizquel is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single and two doubles. Vizquel hits a line drive into center field. Becker picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Becker. Tomey scores. Alomar scores. Lofton moves to third. It's 5-4, Twins. Mike Trombley now pitching. Brian Giles pinch hits for Mark Carrion. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Vizquel. The throw from Durant and he is safe. Vizquel steals second. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giles is called out on strikes. Two outs. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Bell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Indians 4. The Twins will come to bat. Alvaro Espinoza now playing first base. Jose Mesa now pitching. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mears is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Mears hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tomey fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Durant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durant is 0-for-3 in the game. Durant hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tomey fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knobloch is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Knobloch hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramirez hits a pop-up, foul, in back of third. Mears settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Mears. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramirez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ramirez hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Becker who is chasing the ball. Ramirez reaches third base with a triple. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0-for-3 in the game. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berga is 0-for-3 in the game. Berga hits a ball on the ground towards first. Molitor scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Berga for the out. Two outs. Jim Tomey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tomey is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Tomey is walked intentionally. Jeremy Burnett's pinch hits for Sandy Alomar. Mike Milchin now pitching. Jeremy Burnett's is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett's strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Indians 4. The Twins will come to bat. Tony Peña now catching. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Becker is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Becker strikes out. One out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Molitor strikes out. Two outs. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cordova is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Cordova hits a fly ball into right field. Ramirez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lofton is 4-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles and a double. Lofton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vizquel is 4-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and 2 doubles. He's got 2 RBIs. Vizquel bunts towards the mound. Milchen fields it and throws to first for the out. Lofton moves to second. One out. Dan Nalty now pitching. Alvaro Espinoza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Espinoza hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hollins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Bell is walked intentionally. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramirez is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lofton moves to third. Bell moves to second. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0-for-4 in the game. Murray takes first base on ball 4. Lofton scores. Bell moves to third. Ramirez moves to second. It's Twins, 5, Indians, 5. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berga is 0-for-4 in the game. Berga hits a line drive towards short. Mears reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Indians 5. The Twins will come to bat. Scott Starhowiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Starhowiak is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Starhowiak strikes out. 1 out. Roberto Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Kelly hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Dave Hollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollins is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Hollins hits a pop-up towards short. Vizquel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thome is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Thome hits a fly ball into center field. Becker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Tony Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña strikes out. 2 outs. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lofton is 5-for-5 in the game, with 4 singles and a double. Lofton hits a fly ball into left field. Cordova settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Indians 5. The Twins will come to bat. Paul Shuey now pitching. Chip Hale pinch hits for Pat Mears. Chip Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jeff Rivulé pinch runs for Chip Hale. Mike Durant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durant is 0-for-4 in the game. Durant bunts in front of the plate. Peña fields it and throws to first for the out. Rivulé moves to second. 1 out. Chuck Knoblauch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoblauch is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Knoblauch is walked intentionally. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Becker is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a double. Becker strikes out. Two outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Molitor hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Jeff Reboulet now playing shortstop. Dave Stevens now pitching. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vizquel is 4-for-4 in the game, with two singles and two doubles. He's got two RBIs. Vizquel hits a pop-up towards third. Holland settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alvaro Espinoza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Espinoza is 0-for-1 in the game. Espinoza hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 6, and Minnesota Twins, 5. Goodbye from Jacobs Field in Cleveland.